At this time of the year, onion and garlic's wild cousin, the ramp, is popping up in the woods of Pennsylvania and West Virginia. They're also popping up as the latest trend in the local food scene. Scientists, though, worry ramp's newfound popularity can put them at risk. The Allegheny Front's Hal B. Klein has more.
Ramps are the first edible sign of spring. Their garlic snap is prized by local food enthusiasts, and the best way to bring them home is still the traditional way, heading to the woods to get your hands a bit dirty. That's what Chad Townsend's doing on this sunny spring day. Townsend, a sous chef at a Pittsburgh restaurant, woke up early, grabbed a small shovel and a friend, and drove 40 minutes to the same wooded hillside in Beaver County where he's foraged for the past 6 years.
So, obviously some real small ones. And then it's weird, like as we get closer to the spot, there's little patches and they'll get more dense and larger, like that little spot up there.
He points to a clump of plants with broad green leaves, purple-pink stems, and white bulbs. Once you know what to look for, they're easy to spot. Here, they stretch far across the woods.
Divide up a little bit. They're real little, leave them. I mean, you'll get an occasional little one in with it, and that's okay, obviously. Go for the bigger ones and take a little bit out of a patch and leave it. Pick what you want, pick what you'll eat. Don't throw them away.
All right, I'm going to go grab some ramps.
Townsend's instructions echo the philosophy of longtime foragers. Take what you need for a few meals, and then leave the rest of the patch to recuperate for next season. In recent years, however, ramp festivals in West Virginia have grown in popularity, and ramps are showing up on menus in more restaurants. Ramps can even be found on a $20 forager's pizza at a restaurant in Santa Monica, but you can't forage for ramps anywhere in California, and that means ramps are being shipped across the country. It's this type of commercialization that has Jan Schultz, a lead botanist with the U.S. Forest Service, and herself a confessed ramp lover, concerned.
They're such a treat in the spring, the leaves, the bulbs, both of them. That is the question, the sustainability amongst the enjoyment. What level should we be assuming we can offer this commercially? It's not the same thing as seeing orange carrots in a bag. So it needs to be, as far as I can tell, enjoyed in small quantities in a seasonal capacity.
That's because ramps are slow to proliferate, and if too many are harvested from a location, the land can easily be overrun with faster-growing species.
It's very conceivable that at a local level, populations could be extirpated or just eliminated fairly readily. They can very readily be over-harvested in a matter of a few years or maybe even one.
Yet, Schultz sees an opportunity for commercial growers. Ramps are ready for harvest early in the year and grow in dark, wooded areas not suited for farm crops. So, Schultz says, the underused land can be put to use supplying ramps for festivals and restaurants.
Once you get them established and they're happy, they will last forever.
That's what Townsend is hoping for as he looks over the ramps left to grow on the hillside.
And I hope to keep it forever, you know, so I can show my kids how to pick ramps and come out and enjoy the woods and be a part of what Western Pennsylvania has to offer. The more people that are excited about things like that, the better. And people will take more care of our woods and pay more attention to things like that. If they're out and they know that if they don't treat the woods right, they're not going to have ramps, or they're not going to have morels, or not going to have chanterelles. That's kind of a positive thing, I think.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Hal B. Klein.
Check out Chad Townsend's ramps recipe from Salt of the Earth and Hal B. Klein's photos from his excursion at AlleghenyFront.org.